signature homes and City to Surf Solar. Fifth quarter.
Nealty.
Yep.
Kenny's a step closer to doing something that nobody's ever done before. Coach a GFL and an AFL flag.
Is that right? Well, well, that's good. Good for Kenny. And look, Kenny's a very he's an interesting coach. Kenny, he is very good tactically, and he also has that bit of that touch of old school where he sort of revs them up. And we heard Travis Boak say that he was quite calm in front of the cameras, but he certainly got into them at half time with regards to their contested ball work in the second quarter. And quite rightly, they can Port can celebrate. They deserve it. They've been on top every round of the year. They've won the first final. Good luck to them. So they can now get themselves ready.
Listen to Port Adelaide sing the song. We'll go down to the Geelong rooms shortly as Adrian has joined us on the line. Adrian, thanks for your call.
Gentlemen, good evening. I don't know how to phrase this, but I'll be polite. Seriously, for the first time in about a decade now, you're actually almost embarrassed to walk down the street in your Geelong gear after a game like that. It's just happening far too often. I mean, the main thing tonight, in finals, for God's sake, get the ball forwards at all costs. The amount of times tonight that you saw Geelong players trying to do that extra step or that extra balk or, you know, trying to get off the cute handball, whereas the Port guys, they got it forward at every opportunity and the rewards spoke for themselves. I mean, I honestly can't help but thinking if Kenny Hinckley had the Geelong coach's jacket on, that maybe we would have seen probably the reverse result.
Nealty?
I won't comment on your suggestion that you won't wear the colours around the city. I'll leave that to you. In terms of, look, what we saw tonight was certainly, in my opinion, a team that had finished on top of the ladder for all the reasons that we saw tonight. They handled the occasion better than Geelong, and it certainly looked like a contest between the team that finished on top of the ladder and the one that finished fourth. They got the luxury of a home final. They earned that. They've won the game by 16 points. They had less shots at goal. Geelong will be bitterly disappointed. The players, the coaching group will be bitterly disappointed with losing that game. They certainly won't throw the baby out with the bathwater. A result that you lose by 16 points. Yeah. You have your captain after half-time either break a bone in his hand or at least severely dislocated. That hurts. They were beaten around the ball badly in the contest and the work rate. And look, they won't spend too long looking at this game. It's very important that they look forward to focus on their own opponent. To me, that's it. It's a 16-point game. Team one versus team four. They got better at it.
David's next on the line. Adrian, thank you for your call. David, fire away.
Oh, just like you said, he's going about Chris Scott being his good coach and that. But his finals record since 2011 has been pitiful. Like his game plan just does not suit up to finals. It goes to tell.
Benny, you're usually over that figure. What is his win-loss record? Is it now 4-12?
That sounds about right, Kingy. I could check that up. It hasn't been many, let's put it that way.
So the wins have been the 2013 semi-final, the 2016 qualifying final, yep. The 2017 first semi,
and last
and the 2019 semi. Yeah, and I reckon there's 12 losses in there.
Yeah, there is, yeah. And for whatever reason, they've been in this position before where they've home and away, they've looked, you know, a real pointy end team. I mean, they've only lost by 16 points, but they were outplayed in the second half. They were completely outplayed in the second half.
That Ebert goal changed the momentum of the match.
Yeah, look, you could pick bits and pieces all over the place, but the second half, for whatever reason, they started to fumble the ball. And they were outworked. The numbers were always in favour of Port Adelaide. Every ball that was being hit away from a contest, the first jumper there was a Port Adelaide jumper. Now, that probably, I don't know, has that come down to work rate? I assume so. It also probably
bit of
comes
both,
down
normally.
To the way you're playing, the way you're setting up as well. And Geelong just had no connect anywhere on the field in the second half. That was all just hit and hope. And, I mean, look, they've only gone down by 16 points, but in the end, Port Adelaide really controlled most of the second half.
John's next on the line. David, thank you for your call. John, fire away.
Yeah, how you going? I'd love to know how he's going to make an excuse for Chris Scott once again. His finals records, his matchups are absolutely disgraceful. We had Blitzer playing out of position once again. Guthrie, all Australian, but overrated. Views, no good. Clark should have been playing. The mismatches, all you go on our past finals records, and the mismatches have been, that's where we've lost it. We've lost it in the coach's box. No point having a good home and away series, because when it comes finals, that's when it counts, and he's no good at coming finals, and he's no good at matchups. That's pretty simple, but you keep pissing in his pocket and rating him.
I reckon you'll find the bloke that sits left, to the left of me, John, is far from that. And Ben Casanelli, Ben's probably been one of the biggest critics of Chris Scott, to the point that that's probably why Chris Scott doesn't appear on K-Rock, is that he actually won't come on here because we have challenged him over the journey. So you can have that opinion, John, and we appreciate it. But, yeah, we don't speak to the senior coach here because he doesn't like the opinion that comes out of K-Rock, unfortunately, and that has a lot to do with his coaching at some point. So.
Yeah, and look, I agree with some of what you say, John. Sometimes some of the matchups are a little head-scratching. I don't think there were too many that were head-scratching tonight. Geelong just got outplayed in the second half. It was more of a work rate thing than a match-up thing. I agree with you that for whatever reason, and I don't think anybody knows the answer to it, but Chris Scott doesn't seem to have an ability to elevate his team in finals. Now, I don't, and no one would have an answer to that, but they perform really well in the home and away, and at certain points in the home and away, they look like the best team in the comp. When it gets to finals, I'm not sure what it is. There is a missing ingredient, and he lacks the ability to elevate his team in finals. And it's happened year after year. Now, you know, and there wouldn't be a person on the planet that would be able to tell you why that is. And it's happened year after year. It's not just this year. It's been most years that since 2012.
Thanks for your call, John. Stick with us, though. We'll be back next week to bring you the semi-final. 52-232-955. Happy to hear from you, all Cat fans, and your thoughts on tonight's performance. This fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Signature Homes, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom design homes, $400,000 to $1 million. What we'll do is we'll take a break. We're trying to speak with somebody from the Cats.
Twitter's blown.
Yes, we have posed the question, as we always do for KFC, just the thoughts of Cat fans. And, of course, we love hearing your reaction to the game. Sometimes they can be a little bit outlandish. Chris Scott's head being called for again tonight. Of course, KFC now fully stocked with all your favourites, offering delicious contactless KFC. So we'll take a break. When we come back, we are going to go through the tweets and we will take more of your calls. We've got the Routley's Party Faves boxes to give away. We are going to give one away to Nick, who called a little bit earlier. Bryzer, I think I've already said that, so if you could look after that, Bryzer. We've got two more to give away in our post-game, and happy to hear from you, Cat fans. 52-232-955. On a Thursday night, disappointment for the Cats. They drop the qualifying final to Port Adelaide. They're through to a prelim, the Power. The Cats into a semi. Thanks to Warra Lily, 10 years at the top and still so much more to come. Live, breathe, K-Rock football.
K-Rock football! The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.